Blog Talk Radio.
Mark Rawson on Spiritual Connections Radio, and we're really excited to have you all tune in for another great show tonight. As you know, this is the second Tuesday of the month, which means we have our friends Brigida and Mike on, and what we call the St. Germain Radio Show. And as always, we always mention to everybody that if you missed any part of this show, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And there's information about the show up there. There's also information and how to get to the replays and stuff like that. We want to let you know that later on the show that we will be taking callers. So if you want to call in, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I want to go ahead and give out a few websites while we're at it. The first one is for Brigida and her Lightbridge Center in Clinton, New Jersey. Great place to go for classes. You can find out more about her and the events and everything going on by going to www.lightbridge101.com. So make sure to go check out the website there and find out about all the great classes that she's teaching. As always, if you're tuning in, you know that we have our friend Mike on who channels music. You can actually book sessions with him. You can get his CDs, just absolutely incredible music. Find out more about that by going to his website, which is mikesnyderc.com. And we'll be giving out those websites again later. As always, if you go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com, the links are listed there under the radio show. So with that, without any further delay, let me go ahead and bring Brigida on.
Well, thank you, Mark. That was amazing. I'm so glad you're doing that in the beginning of the show because my head is already everywhere else. And to think of all of the websites and email addresses and whatnot and phone numbers. So thank you very much for helping out with that and adding your amazing energy to the show, because Mark Rosen is a powerful medium and he does a lot of spiritual teachings himself and life coaching, so you certainly want to check his information out too. I don't know, did you mention your website, your personal website too? Did you, Mark?
Sure. It's actually, if you guys go to Spiritual Connections Radio, it's actually listed right at the top of the site underneath the newsletter. You'll see Mark A. Rawson website information. Of course, that's www.markarawson.com. It's markarawson.com. So I'm actually in the process of doing what's called the 12 Days of Gratitude, where I had a number of people sign up for my newsletter, and as part of that I've been picking winners every day, and any of the winners that get chosen, they get to choose one of my services and everything like that. So I've had a lot of fun working with people and being able to provide that gift out to everybody.
That sounds great. Thank you, Mark.
No,
and this month is certainly a month about gratitude. We have Thanksgiving coming up, which is always a celebration of feeling grateful. And I think those of us who are living on the East Coast of the United States of America, we are certainly grateful that we seem to have not been hit by a storm this time. Sadly, the Philippines certainly haven't done so well, and we send lots of love and light out to all those in the Philippines or all those who are here who have family in the Philippines who are going through worries and fears about their family members. Now that we certainly send a lot of love, light, prayers to all of you there, and we hope that the world comes together once again to help and assist and support and find good resolutions. I talked to my mom, and she works for the Red Cross, and she was talking about how there are a lot of different entities that certainly are right there trying to help and assist. So all of you out there, I hope you're getting the help you need. I saw pictures. I know it was devastating. And so does everybody else now, too. We have gone through quite a time of transformation. Everybody feels like they are glad that they made it through October, and yet November seems to start just as intense with first Mercury in retrograde, and Mark just reminded me that Venus just went retrograde. So there's a lot of things happening about going within, entering the inner self, and we have this time where it gets darker, it gets quieter earlier, less activities outside because it's too cold. So this is a time to light a candle, to meditate, to revisit some areas that you've not given yourself time to look at, and to make some new choices, to truly set an intent for the new year to come, because before you know it, it is going to be New Year's. If you watch TV or anything like that, you already see all the Christmas commercials, New Year's commercials, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. So time certainly has sped up. It's hard to believe that the year is almost over. And so in these times, we always react a little bit with discomfort. We have Mercury retrograde, computers are not working right, cell phones are not working right. You know, Venus being all about beauty and also the emotions. So now what does it mean to our emotions? Are we going to be all emotional wrecks and feeling very disconnected? That's not really what it's all about. And when you work with the energy of Saint Germain, who is very much going to come through tonight, alchemy or transformation is very much about bringing two opposing forces together. So all of you who are listening here tonight, you certainly hold an incredible amount of love and light. Otherwise, you wouldn't even feel guided to listen to a radio show like this. And so now that in this light that is within you that you carry out so brightly, you are the ones who are the awakeners. You're the ones who bring about transformation. And so it is in these times when something goes retrograde that you really just go within and you nurture that light. You nurture, you do the exercises that help firing up that light, whether it is a chakra clearing, whether it is simple meditation or even dance or singing or music, whatever it is that works for you to fire up that light within. Now is the time to do so. And yesterday was 11/11, which always marks a time of consciousness expansion. So if you felt in the last few days that emotional aspects have come up to the surface, don't reject them, don't judge them. Be an observer. Take a look at them and send some of that light that is within you to that discomfort, to that fear, to that imbalance, so that you can become the master of transformation in your own life and you can bring about healing and harmonizing energies to yourself and in return to the collective who you're part of. So at the Saint Germain Radio Show, what we're doing is I have been working with Saint Germain publicly since 2004, and he guided me to this radio show. And the idea is for all of you to be able to access Saint Germain's energy and his essence directly. So wherever you are, it doesn't make a difference where you are. Just allow yourself to receive the healing and soothing energy from Saint Germain during this radio event. And he will not only come through me as the speaking channel, but he will also come through Mike Snyder in his music that he's going to play. Now, what we notice sometimes, because of the higher energy frequencies, there will be every once in a while static, especially with the high frequency of the music. Just allow yourself to regardless to receive, because even so you might for a moment not hear the music or anything like that, it doesn't mean that you're not receiving the higher energy frequencies, the healing forces, the touch of the angels that are going to surround you during this radio event. So allow yourself to receive. That's really what this radio show is about, is to give you an opportunity for 1.5 hours to receive, to be in a place where you don't have to do anything, listen, and enjoy. So I hope you will do that, and at some point, St. Germain will open up the phone lines to, I mean, you can call in sooner, but it's not until around 9 o'clock, yeah, 9 o'clock, that phone calls will be taken, probably more like 9:05 or something like that. So be patient, and at some point, St. Germain will say, does anybody have any questions? And either someone's on the phone or nobody is on the phone, which is okay, too. So we start off first with Mike Snyder playing his beautiful music as an opening. So open your hearts for that and really use that vibration to open yourself up more to your own inner divine light. And then when Mike is done with that, then I will come through as a channel and just step back and let St. Germain come through me to speak to everybody who is listening to the radio show, either today or the later time. And then at the end, Mike will one more time play after the radio callers for closing. So that's how it will go. Enjoy yourself. Mark, if you want to give out the phone number one more time for those calling in later, because from this point on, we will probably not announce it until 9:05 again. So you want to announce it one more time?
Sure, not a problem. If you want to call in and ask questions and everything, when we're ready for that later in the show, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. And I'm also kind of excited because it looks like Mike and I will be going into Manhattan next year. So watch out for my emails because we might come to the Edgar Cayce Center in Manhattan to offer some of our events. So just for those of you who don't want to travel all the way to Clinton, there is an opening towards the east. And for those of you who live in another country, you certainly can reach either one of us over the phone or through our website for phone sessions, Skype sessions, whatever works for you. All right, Mike, it's all on you. So I will now be quiet and now just enjoy the beautiful music of Mike. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with much love that I come before you at this time of deep, deep transformation. As I've said to you before, the first year of anything is always the most difficult one, and yet look how far you've come. You've continued the purging process. You have not stopped to release what no longer serves you. You're continuing to maintain your connection to spirit. That is most beautiful. We members of the Hierarchy of Light understand and feel with you time of great intensity. But it is through your willingness to release fear by replacing it with love, but not through the judgment of fear, but through the embracing of fear, that such incredible alchemical healing can take place. So all of you, see yourself as little Merlins. See yourself as magicians of these times, as you continuously use your magic to shift and change the frequency within and around you. We want to take a moment and focus on a couple of events that have taken place not too long ago. The most important one that has the most significant influence that has felt by many has been the solar eclipse. The solar eclipse has brought up a lot of intense transformation for every single human here on Earth. Now, how it is playing out depends on the awareness level that someone is at, and it also depends on the contracts that are in place for those souls who are incarnated here on Earth at this time. As traumatic as what has happened in the Philippines appears to be, also remember that on a higher level, these souls have contracted to be the messengers for humanity, to be the ones that remind humanity that they have to work together and in harmony to bring about a global healing, a global awareness shift, a global transformation. Not just an individual one. Be reminded that this is not about an individual ascension. This is about global ascension. And this is not so much even about ascension to a consciousness that is the consciousness of an ascended master. This is about assisting humanity as a whole to raise the consciousness to a level of love, peace, and harmony. And those are baby steps first before an accelerated growth can happen and a greater amount of lower frequencies can be transmuted into love and light. So be patient. For some of you, it appears that not much has changed or not much is happening or that there's still so much that needs to happen in your own life as well as in the lives of many, many others. But that is an illusion. There's much undercurrent that is happening that is gaining momentum. And once it breaks through to the surface, there will be great many events that you will witness in your own lives as well as in the lives around you that will speak of great miracles and great healings and great awakening shift. So trust that what you do every moment makes a great difference, and that it is never futile, never waste of time when you allow yourself to descend into the depths of your own inner darkness only to give birth to a greater light within and around yourself. Because that is what your dark night of the soul truly is, just the birthing process of giving birth to a greater light, giving birth to a greater awareness, giving birth to a higher frequency of love in your life. So trust the process. Yes, Of course, humanity as a collective is still so used to control and to have structure. And yet every cell in your body is telling you that it is about letting go. It is about losing the old structure to build a very new structure that is based on very different elements than the elements that were used before. So at the solar eclipse, you also had an alignment between the sun, Mercury, the moon, and the earth. So what is being emphasized in the next days, weeks, months to come is very much the part of communication, divine communication, communication with all parts of you. Not only communication to the angels and the masters and the hierarchy of light. No, it is also about the communication to your own physical, emotional, and mental self. If you have not paid attention to certain parts of yourself, they will now reinforce the pressure so that you pay attention and you make some new choices, whether it is through sudden physical illnesses or whether it is through sudden emotional depression. What it simply is showing you is areas of neglect that now need to come to the surface to be healed, to be shifted, to be changed to that what is more in alignment with your heart. So be prepared. This is not a challenge for you. This is not a punishment for you. In truth, it is a great transformational process where you begin to open up your wings further and further and liberate yourself away from the old you, stepping into that new light body. But to be able to step into your new body, into your new self, some call it the Adam Cadman. But what you're really doing is nothing else than choosing to redefine who you want to be out of all that is. There's no wrong choice. There's only the choice that for you ignites a passion within you, the passion and the desire to live life to the fullest. And that is important. It is not about taking life and making it so serious that you do not live at all. On the contrary, it is finding the joy in the little things, and it is finding gratitude in those aspects in your life that you can observe have already changed from the last few years. If you're really honest with yourself and you take a close look at who you were 7, 10 years ago, or even just 3 years ago, and take a look at you now, who you are today, the wisdom you hold today, the love that is within your heart today, the calmness, the knowing. And that is what you need to carry into the days of Thanksgiving, but even further into the nights of the winter time. And most important in these winter days now, leading up to the winter solstice, to the birth of the light again, at the darkest night, once again, out of the darkness, the light is born. What I ask you to do is focus on the six-pointed star. I know we've talked about it many times before, but the importance of the six-pointed star in whatever light it radiates for you, it shines for you. Because it will be in a beautiful gold, but it can be in any ray that will be needed by you for the moment. Don't limit yourself to only see the six-pointed star in gold. But the six-pointed star is so important as it symbolizes truly the heart vibration. It symbolizes perfect balance, perfect harmony, the neutralizing of opposing forces into that place of stillness that then allows the ascension to a higher consciousness to take place. The six-pointed star, if it's not three-dimensional, looks like the Star of David. And some know it as the Seal of Solomon. And this fear was used to put evil into its place. But it wasn't used to destroy evil, but it was used to neutralize evil with an equal amount of love and light so that it could no longer have any power and influence in the human world. So once again, it is not about destruction or killing, but it is about balancing, harmonizing, neutralizing. So it is not about judgment. It is about creating a place where two opposing forces can link together and become one. It is also noteworthy at this time to remind you of the story of the birth of the Christ. All those who were following the Star of Bethlehem, it is very much that same concept of following the six-pointed star, this light that will bring you to the place of inner peace and harmony, that will bring you to the Christ that is within yourself. So I want you now to visualize once again that beautiful six-pointed star, the symbol of your lower self and your higher self being merged into oneness, the symbol of love and fear being merged together into oneness, a symbol truly of oneness. And let this beautiful golden star, the Christ star, come down into your crown and illuminate your third eye, illuminate all your thoughts, all your worries. Let it bring light, so that it stops the illusions and the worries that are only aspects of your lower self to keep you in a place of separation. Know that you are picking so much up from your surroundings, experienced a super typhoon. But trust me when I say that you felt the effects manifold in your emotional body, but related into your mental body as well. So if you felt edgy, angry, short-tempered, uncomfortable in the last few days, don't be surprised. If you had difficulty sleeping, don't be surprised. And also know that a storm like that does not happen overnight. It builds up. There is momentum gained. And so know that even though the storm itself took place last Friday, you already started feeling the effects of the earth preparing for such an intense emotional release days before. Some of you even weeks before. And so let this beautiful star purify your mind. Let it release that pressure of the thoughts that keep spinning in your mind like a hamster in a hamster wheel. And as you do that, feel how there's a certain stillness that is entering your mind. This stillness, key to these winter months. It is that deep, quiet ocean where there are no waves. It's a beautiful moon shining on the ocean. And the scenery is absolutely serene. No wind, no sound, just pure serenity. And I want you to feel that, and next to the moon, envision that beautiful six-pointed star. and seeing how you expand, how you expand beyond your physical self, how this incredible light within your mind allows you to break any borders, any limitations. And no matter where you are, how you can now look up at the stars and let the stars speak to you. And there's one star constellation in particular that will accompany you through the next few months, through this winter. Or for you in the southern hemisphere, through the summer. But for those of you here now up in the north, experiencing the winter months, the long nights, there still is that light. But it is the light from the Pleiadians that touch you. So the power of seven, the seven sisters, or whether it is the constellation of Orion. Orion holds a very important time to the northern hemisphere in the winter, as it is only seen in the winter months. And when you look at the constellation of Orion, you see the perfect balance. The three stars in alignment, and then one star on each side, on the left and the right, creating balance. There's one in the middle, one in the center, and yet there's perfect balance. And so let Orion be a reminder for you, a reminder that those who've walked the path of ascension before you, they're here to support you to do the same. You're not alone. But it is for you to ask for the support, to ask for the enlightenment from those star brothers and star sisters that are out there watching you, wanting to help and support you. And then, of course, you have the Great Dipper, the Great Bear. Once again, seven stars, and if you follow them, they can bring you to the northern star, Polaris. That seems, once again, a center point that everything else moves around from. So bring this center point back into your mind. Again, this one star. Bring it into your mind and feel it centering you with its ray, creating an alignment that you can feel all the way to the bottom of your feet. And a warmth comes with that alignment, a sense of rightfulness, of purpose. Many of you seek what your purpose is, especially if you have many different avenues and opportunities in your life. But the purpose starts with finding your center. Any of those who walked the path of enlightenment before you will tell you that without that center point, you will only drain yourself of important energy. It is that center point that will allow you to be in a place of stillness and peace, no matter how many waves are showing up, crashing onto you. As you are in human form, there is sometimes very little you can do about what others project outwards. And when you are in their path, what might hit you, but what you can change is how you react to it, how you reflect that what hits you back out into your surroundings. And it is only through your willingness to empty yourself out from all the inner commotion that whatever is coming towards you can simply flow through you without getting stuck in a part of you. So bring now that beautiful golden star further down into your throat. And once again, feel its power, feel its radiance. And now that you can express yourself in a manner that you do not have to justify yourself. Often, you believe that you have to explain to others who you are, or what you know, or what your divine gifts are. But let your essence speak for itself. The only reason why you feel the need to express who you are is because part of you still doubts it. Part of you doesn't believe in it. And so you are seeking for outside confirmation, for someone to say, yes, I can see that in you. Wow, that is beautiful. The moment you settle, you center yourself, you will start to express yourself very differently. There will be more of a listening, and the expression then will be through an act of kindness. Through a touch, through a gesture, or through a few kind words. Because when you are in your center, when you are truly owning that you're an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is, then you're also owning that everybody and everything that you come in contact with is part of all that is, and therefore part of you too. And so as you listen, you begin to listen to a part of yourself. And you will start observing how that what you hear is going to change. That as you are more centered within yourself, as you are more in your place of peace within you, the words that you're receiving will be more peaceful. And if they are not, and you choose not to judge it but to observe it, then it will give you an opportunity to see where you might still not be at that place of inner balance. Many of your light workers want to still prove to yourself that you can face darkness and you can withstand darkness and that you can change darkness. And that is beautiful. But when you are in the center place, in this balanced state where your divine self and your physical self are one within your heart, then you can allow darkness to be whatever it is. Because you allow yourself to be whoever you are in that moment. Then suddenly you lose that need to change and you move into a place of allowance that creates a fluidity that will move you effortlessly within the continuum of all that is, from one level of consciousness to to the next. Start forth. We observe many of you being very frustrated about having these times of pure exhaustion, of not even having the desire to do anything. Then add to that the judgment of feeling that you should be doing more and that you should be more effective as a light worker, and you create this inner turmoil, this inner storm that is pulling you far out of your center. The truth is there will be always times of inactivity. And as much as you would like to control that, if your body feels the rest, no matter how much your mind objects to it, it is for you to respect your sacred temple and to follow the signs, follow the communication that Mercury so much is emphasizing. Mercury might not be in retrograde anymore, but Mercury still plays an important role. All of you choose to be divine communicators, messengers, and you are indeed. And so be aware of your throat chakra. Be aware of the narrowest part of your body. And be kind in the words you choose to speak towards yourself, but that is even just the voice in your head that speaks to you through you, or the voice that you use to those around you. And now, of course, let's move the beautiful star to the heart, the most important area, the harmonizer, the part of you that holds everything together, the part of you that is the portal to your soul and to your divine I Am presence. You might see your crown as a connection to your divine, but it is really the portal within your heart that creates that unique alignment of body, soul, and spirit, the Holy Trinity, that is so needed to be anchored here on earth at this time of great change. Body, soul, and spirit. Love, wisdom, and power. All aspects of the Holy Trinity. Life, death, and birth. Just the Holy Trinity. So within your heart, there is a rhythm. There is a rhythm that if you trust it, that will always show you the way. As your soul and your divine I Am presence speaks to you, you might be afraid to trust it because there will be moments where your heart will ask you to go into a situation where you're convinced because of past experiences that you're going to be hurt again. And yet, if you trust your divine I Am presence and your soul to guide you, just as you trust that six-pointed star to guide you, then you know that if there's any residue left from the past that is unresolved, it is better to come up to be purged than to keep part of the wound within you alive. And besides, how will you ever find out that an old wound has fully healed if you don't trust going into a similar experience and see how much you've changed? So bring now the rays up from the top part of the six-pointed star up to your crown and from the bottom of the six-pointed star down to your feet. And feel this beautiful six-pointed star within your heart pulsating as it creates a wave of light that activates every cell of your body, spreading outwards further and further until you are fully engulfed in a sphere of golden white light. Know that as you do this, you become the guiding star of Bethlehem for those who are lost in the darkness. You set an example. You become the beacon of hope that then in return will help others to also have the courage to go deep within, to find their center, can transform and transmute their life into a very new form of existence. And that, my friend, is how you bring the new paradigm of love and peace, joy and abundance here to earth. From nothing comes nothing. So it is for you to do a few extra steps to ensure not only your own sanity and your own inner balance, but to assist humanity as a whole too. Yes, the days ahead will be emotionally challenging, but they don't have to be uncomfortable. They don't have to throw you out of your inner center. So do the work. And know that all of us are with you always. We are here to support you through your willingness to bring a greater love and light here to earth, through your willingness to assist in the awakening process. Know that we are filled with gratitude every time you come face to face is another aspect of that what you call darkness. And as you embrace it with love and light, you give birth to a new form of existence. So, be reminded once again to look at these cold winter nights into the heavens and to let the stars speak to you. Yesterday was the star portal of 1111. You can feel still within you that inner portal being open too. Let it bring through new frequencies of awakening. Don't judge it. Don't close it down. Just let it happen. And then expand your consciousness by looking at the stars, asking them for their wisdom and their guidance, looking at Orion, see the beautiful harmony and balance within that constellation. Look at the Pleiades. Look at the Great Bear, the Great Dipper. And look and find your way to the Northern Star. And bring it down into you so that you too can become the center of your universe. And some of you might ask how to complete this meditation. You don't end it. You let that light, that star within your heart be in full blossoming. As you walk out the door, as you go to work, as you go any place. And if it starts to become weaker, it is because You've not nurtured it. You've forgotten about it. Activate it again. And you can use it to move into any of your chakras that feel uncomfortable or out of balance, to purify that chakra. But let it be part of you. Let it be your guiding star, leading you to the winter solstice on December 21st, to the birth of a new light. So take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself for one moment together. Let us send now the light that you've created within and around you. Let us all send it to those in need, whether it is those in the Philippines who've lost so much, whether it is those along the coast of Africa who've been hit by a tidal wave, whether it is those who are starving, who are lost, who are confused, whether it is those who are still judged by their belief systems and who have to be in hiding, or whether it is those who are lost and depressed and don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. There are still so many. Let's now focus our combined energy, our combined force, and send that love and light out to those in need. As I will now say the great invocation, feel it. And now that you do make a difference, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of all men and women and children, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the mineral kingdom. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of all. May Christ return to earth as the Christ consciousness is awakened within the hearts of all. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the wills of men, the wills of all. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love, power, restore the plan on earth. Keep visualizing, sending that golden ray of love and light. Send it out. Send it around the earth. Send it to all those in need. See it covering the earth as a warm blanket on a cold day. This does not take by any means the free will away from anyone, as they can easily reject that what you sent to them. So we are not forcing anything on anybody. We are simply holding out that ball of food to those who are starving, or the ball of water to those who are thirsty. The same is the light that we are sending to those who need, to bring hope, to bring courage, to bring strength. They choose whether they will take it or not. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for supporting me and sending this love and light out to the earth. So, my dear friend Mark, do we have anybody calling in at this time?
Yes, we do. Susan, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi.
How can I be of assistance?
I was just wondering if you can give any information about the golden children, the golden ray children that are being born now.
Truly unique, and yet they also have their difficulties because the vibrational frequency on Earth by far is not allowing them to express and expand themselves as they need to be. So they will need the support of those who have walked the path of enlightenment on Earth for a while to be the bridges, to give them that freedom, to give them that space that they need to anchor the higher frequencies of love and light here on Earth. So it is a joint venture, once again, those golden children that are born, that are so free and that have such a different concept of relationships, of everything, that will still feel at this time that they're hitting walls as they turn. So it is very important for the elders who have those type of children in their family or know of someone who has that type of children, it is extremely important to support not only the children but also the family members into understanding that the old ways simply will not work. Not the old way of eating, not the old way of education, not the old way of dressing, of sleep patterns. Everything will be different. So it is an allowance and an observation that is necessary for those with the golden children, just like it was for those with the crystal children and the rainbow children. The gold children, they very much already have the Christ love within them awakened. They are the they have all the time of the Christ being reborn. So that is their function. Yet as you can imagine in these very emotional times, they can be weakened. It can be a very fragile state for them, as it is not always that easy at this time to maintain that Christ flame here on Earth. So they will need a lot of support and a lot of love and a lot of nurturing to help them through this process. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Blessings to you, my dear.
To you, too.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Dawn, you're on with St. Germain.
Hello.
Greetings, Dawn. Blessings to you, and it is very nice talking to you. How can I assist you?
Thank you for taking my call. Beautiful message, by the way. Thank you so much. I'm wondering if St. Germain has a message for me and also what blocks I have for my spiritual evolution.
The greatest block you're facing, my dear, at this time is that you don't trust yourself. You are afraid to step out of the structure that has held you in comfort for a long time. But you're at a threshold at this time, and this threshold asks you to leave everything that you once knew behind. And in a way, you're still hanging on to the past. You can no longer do this. It will no longer serve you. So if you continue hanging on to the past, it will, in a way, limit you and emotionally drain and hurt you. But if you're willing to step out of the past, just like a newborn child taking baby steps and experiencing the world in however way it shows itself to you, instead of having a preconceived idea about how the world should be, you will experience many blessings and many miracles. Therefore, for you, it is a question of allowance at this time, of letting go of any preconceived ideas, letting go of the past, and simply stepping into a whole new world, a whole new experience awaiting you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Dawn. And be courageous. You will be surprised how life can show its beauty to you in the most amazing and very untraditional ways. Have trust and faith, my dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else at this time?
Fanny, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, Saint Germain. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Greetings, my dear. It is my honor to speak to you at this time. How can I help you?
I wanted to connect with you because I was wondering if you can help me, obviously. I listening to you tonight, it's as if you were speaking to me on so many points, and you're talking about the six-pointed star, and I'm sitting here coloring in a mandala, and it has six-pointed stars on them. In September, I lost my job.
Yeah.
I was actually asked to leave, and never in my life did I just leave a job without having another one in place. But it was such a toxic situation, and something snapped in my head, and I just said, fine, I'm leaving. Since then, it's like my life has stopped. I'm sleeping all day long. I'm up a couple of hours during the night, and I'm sleeping again. I'm not caring about the laundry. But it's weird. I don't feel like I'm in a depression, though.
You're not.
I don't feel anything. It's like I don't know how to help myself.
Helping yourself. You are helping yourself by allowing yourself to be in the cocoon. That's where you're in. You're in a cocoon of transformation. And you cannot see yet what is happening on the outside of the cocoon. But there's a lot happening in the inside. There's a lot of deep purging going on within you. And it is through that willingness to go into that place of deep sleep where you receive downloads, where you receive energy infusions, where a restructuring of every cell of your body is taking place. And so, in a way, you're allowing yourself that place of death that needs to happen before the rebirth. So this is a very profound and sacred time for you. And drawing the six-pointed star is a symbol showing you that what you're going through is giving birth to a new Christ self. And once you've given birth to the new Christ self within you, you will see that everything in the world around you will change accordingly too. So you've let go of all that busy work that humanity considers to be the appropriate things that have to get done and that must be done to be a proper human being. But it's just that. It's busy work. You go deep within. And look at the center of the six-pointed star. That is where you are, in that center. That's where you are. And as you evolve, as the cocoon starts to become brittle, and you cannot force a process, by no means force a process, you already started seeing a few glimpses of the cocoon starting to open up a little. Trust the process. And you will find when the time is right, that cocoon shall open and you will open up your wings and you will see that your clothes, yourself, you're dressed in very new colors. Mm-hmm. And that time for you will come around that winter solstice. In alignment with nature, will you also give birth to a new light, to the Christ light within you. Trust the process, my dear.
Thank you so much, and many blessings to you.
Thank you, and blessings to you, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Missy, you're on with St. Germain.
Hello.
Greetings, Missy. It is
Hi.
A blessing to speak to you at this time. How can I be of assistance?
Yes, I wanted to know how you felt about the work I'm doing with you.
I love you, my dear. Of course I like the work you're doing with me. And it is important that you continue this alignment with me and to deepen the alignment with me. As you are one who very much brings forth the violet flame of transformation in your own unique way. And the message I would like to give to you at this time is to not compare yourself with others. That can become your downfall. Trust your own path. Trust your own way. Trust your own unique interpretations. Because please be reminded that there are billions of people on earth, and everyone has a different set of ears and has a little bit of a different voice. And so different people need different support. So you reach certain people that others can't. So trust the process, trust the way you work it, and know that in your meditations and in your dream state, there's even a further unfolding going on. You've really only touched the tip of something so much greater that is going to open up for you. And you will see a lot of progression during the winter months where you are going even deeper within. And where, like a lotus flower, you're going to open up petals of wisdom and consciousness that will shine into your life, into that what you're doing, bringing a lot more great results. So trust the process. There's much more to come. And I am very much working with you and through you. Trust that process.
Okay. So I'm on the right path?
Very much so. Just know, don't compare yourself with others. Don't judge it. Don't make it like you think it should be more. There's a process. It'll come to you. Just be patient. Let the journey take you to where you need to be. Don't force the movement of the journey. Let it happen.
Okay.
That is very important for you. You want to already be 10 miles ahead. Be where you are now and let the next destination come to you at the appropriate time.
Okay.
So be at peace, one step at a time.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
St. Germain, it's Mark. We actually have two more callers. Do you want to have them call in next month, or do you want to go to Mike? We're in 9 minutes.
Let's see if we can make it fast. Let's bring on the next caller.
Okay, I'm just queuing up now. Missy, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. I'll be quick. I was just a lot of changes recently, and I was just wondering if you have a message for me.
Just slow with the changes. Don't be afraid of change. All of what is happening in your life right now, and this is a message for all of you listeners, all of the changes are necessary because of the choices you've made. You have created a force of transformation. You've created a matrix that needs to change now, that will bring about the new life that you choose to bring to you. So trust these changes. It is, in a way, a realignment that is going on for you. And in this realignment, with your divine I Am presence, with your soul and your divine I Am presence, certain aspects in your life simply have to fall away. Allow that to happen. Don't hang on to anything. Whatever stays with you is supposed to stay with you. Whatever is leaving, it must leave. Do not have any regrets, but have trust and faith that whatever rightfully is yours and in alignment with your heart and with your love and with your divine purpose shall stay as part of your life.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, David, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. Thank you. I was wondering if you have any guidance for me at this time.
For you too, my friend. It is the allowing to let the process take you where you need to be. Use the six-pointed star that I've talked about to purify your mind. Don't let the mind chatter make you believe that there's so much more to do and so much more to change in your life. Allow yourself to be in a moment of not having the need to change, to just be where you are at, and to be in a place of gratitude for where you are at, regardless of what it seems to be in your life right now. As you bring that energy of gratitude in, as you bring in that energy of centering yourself into the present moment and being at peace with the present moment, only then will the next cause. There is too much of a forward rush. You need to allow your physical self to integrate that, what you already have brought into you. If you don't, you're going to get physically very hurt. So allow the integration time, allow yourself to be at peace in the moment, and wait until yourself has adjusted to then take the next step forward. Does that help?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Now we will close with Mike playing his piano, and we will end it with Mike. So for all of you listeners, now that I am with you always, I'm always watching over you, and so are many other members of the Hierarchy of Light. Now that our love is with you, and now that this is the time to continue focusing on the light within, to continue focusing on that star within and in the heavens that shall guide you on your path as a beacon of love and hope. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Amen.
Amen.